Well, now we're starting to get in the scheme of scheming teams and knowing what teams want to do in certain situations, and he's starting to pull his calls out for things he wants to do in certain situations. So, I mean, he's going to definitely get comfortable for us, and like I said, we've been over everything. We've done just about the whole playbook in camp, and like I said, now it's just time to figure out what teams want to do and how we plan on stopping them.
How much does this third preseason game change your mindset at all, with it being a little bit more of a dress rehearsal compared to the other games?
Oh, definitely. This is a big one. Like I said, we're trying to figure out what teams want to do, and you know, we're planning on going out there, putting our best foot forward, and showing the defense that we really have, trying to find out our identity.
Is there any increasing pressure for you with the competition at your position as camp starts to close down?
Oh, not at all. Like I said, it's been fun competition. Like, you know, these guys, we've been around each other every year. So, you know, we know how to enjoy it and know how to have fun with it. But at the end of the day, we all know we're all looking for a job. And like I said, we're all going out trying to put our best foot forward, and the best man's going to win the job.
Ashley, how frustrating has the first couple of weeks been as a defensive player, the way the referees have been calling it so close?
To be honest, I haven't really paid too much about it. That's what these coaches have brought in here, a calm mindset. You can't worry about the refs. You just got to go out there and do your job, regardless of what's being called.
But the rules change, like, it's such an offensive league now. Does that put you at a disadvantage?
I mean, yeah, we know it's an offensive league. But like I said, at the end of the day, we have a job to do, and they expect us to go out there and do it, regardless of a new rule that's been made against the defense. We just have to learn to deal with it and continue to play.
They change the hit zone. You can't even touch a shirt anymore, so pretty soon it's going to be flags, or what's it going to be?
I mean, more than likely, they're just going to put us in helmets and flags in a minute, but, you know, until then, we're definitely trying to, you know, abide by the rules and do what we can do to, you know, get our job done.
At this point, you have to expect that they're just changing the rules all the time to help the offense, right? It's nothing new. No,
I mean, like I said, we got a couple rules changed for the defense as far as the cut blocking, and, you know, offense can't, you know, double cut somebody. I believe that's what it is. You can't cut across the bow or something like that. But yeah, we know the offense is getting all the rules, but like I said, we have a job to do. As a defense, you still want to stay aggressive, and that's what we plan on doing, regardless of rule changes, and we still plan on, you know, doing our job.
Ashley, what do you hope to accomplish in preseason game Friday against Jets?
Just showing them, you know, we've come a long way. Like I said, it's time to start scheming and learning, you know, how other teams want to play against us, and just put a good performance out there. You know, you want to go out there and put your best foot forward every play, every down, and that's what we plan on doing.
After covering you for the last couple of years, I got to imagine you like this aggressiveness on the defense.
Oh, definitely. I mean, not just me personally, it's all the linebackers, because, like I said, over the past years, we've just been sitting back, you know, letting our front four eat, and nothing against them. You know, we wanted to get involved, too, and now this defense helps us get involved. Like, back then, they would take double teams off of us. Now it's us helping take double teams off of them.